Lisa, tell me what got you interested in helping to start this whole thing.
Well, technically, I'd have to say Whip It, which if you haven't watched, watch it with Drew Barrymore. Then Wrangell started their roller derby program in October, and I really did feel like if Wrangell can do it, why can't Petersburg do it too? And now we've got Wrangell, Petersburg, Ketchikan, Sitka.
Yeah, we heard a story a little while back about the Wrangell team. And Holly, describe for me what roller derby is.
It is actually a competitive sport, and people have, I think, a misconception about it that they often think that it's a little bit more violent than it actually is. It is a contact sport, but it's not as aggressive as people seem to think. So we have everyone on roller skates, which are quads, not roller blades.
They're old-fashioned style roller
skates.
You got it.
Yeah. Yes. And everyone has all of their equipment on. We've got helmets, elbow pads, mouth guards, the full gamut.
And everybody skates around basically in a circle? Is that...
Yes.
Or an oval?
And we have, there are pivots and a jammer and blockers. And the main objective is for the jammer to get through the pack of girls and make it around the track and start scoring. Every time they pass another member, they are going to score. And score on different levels. It can be 1 point, it can be 3 points, depending on how the pack is held together at the time.
So the opposing team's trying to block the jammer or the...
Correct.
From passing, going around and making points.
Correct.
Lynn, what do you do? Are you a jammer or are you a blocker?
I'll be a blocker.
And why did you choose that?
Because I don't personally have the speed that you would need to be the jammer. Like, uh-huh. I feel the jammer needs to be, but I have the broad shoulders to prevent somebody from going through.
And Lynn, why did you get involved?
I have always wanted to get involved in roller derby. Actually, my husband introduced it to me when I lived in Portland.
Okay.
And when I heard about it, actually, somebody came into my work and said, hey, they're starting up roller derby. I was like, oh, sign me up. And actually, the person who was trying to get me interested, she's not doing it. But I've gotten other people involved, and I just love it. It's so much fun.
Holly, how about you?
Just the excitement of being on roller skates again. I haven't been on skates since I was 10 years old, probably, skating in the old gym. And quite a few of us are that way. And the camaraderie is really exciting. It's a really diverse group of people that are interested in skating, and so a lot of new friends. It's exciting, and the exercise is amazing,
especially in the wintertime.
What does it take to do it, to sign up, whether you're a referee or a team member or whatever?
You don't have to. You can be a fresh meat person, no skating required. You can learn how to skate. You can come up and start exercising with us and learn the basics, and we're happy to help people start skating.
And everybody's very supportive.
Yes.
When can people watch it? When are you going to be ready to actually have your first? Is it meet? What do you call it? A meet or a race or a...
Bout. It's about.
About. Okay.
It's about.
About.
Like we're
about. Okay. Okay.
It's actually, I'm really hoping that we have a boot camp this weekend, which is very exciting. We have two members of the Anchorage Roller Girls coming down. One's an official and one is, she'd be a blocker primarily. Mm-hmm. And Stasian and, Shocker and Wookie, those are their derby names. And on Sunday, I would really encourage people to come and just check out maybe the end of our boot camp, the last couple hours, like around 4:30 to 6.
This is in the community gym.
Community gym. And I believe 8 Garnet Grip Bettys, which is the Wrangell team, will be coming over. So it won't be an official bout. It won't be anything that's meant to be super competitive. But you could at least check out and see what we've learned, what we're doing.
What's your derby name? What's your...
My derby name's Little Lisa Larceny, which is my maiden name was Larson. And my number is 5150, which is I always forget it. It's A.
It's not your phone number, but
no,
your jersey number. Your jersey number.
It's like digits of my
committed. Yeah, I have to think on it.
Lynn, what's yours?
It's kind of a work in progress.
Okay.
At the moment.
Holly?
So.
I am nameless at the moment, and it's breaking my heart.
But we've got some great names. Like, one of our skaters is the Batter Queen, and if you can guess who that is... It would be exciting to hear who can guess the Batter Queen is, and her number is 13.
Yeah.
So we've got some fun names. But it's a big commitment. It's very hard to actually commit to the name because it's what you're going to
have. It sticks with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
People are going to holler it at you.
And they do. And amazingly, they do. Yeah.